Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great Mike Florio. He joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing great today. How are you?
I got to tell you, I'm very excited about the possibility of a new seeding system in the playoffs. I know there's a lot of goofy owner stuff that's going to go on, and we're going to talk about whether you're allowed to push anybody at the goal line, the tush push. I think they'll do fine if it's just the quarterback behind the line. I think they'll still be able to do a sneak. But I'm fascinated by this idea that they're going to change the playoff system and they're going to reseed the playoffs.
All of these major rules that are being considered today, the elimination of all pushing wherever it happens on the field to get rid of the tush push, the reseeding of the playoffs, and participation of NFL players in the Olympics. For all of them, I feel like the league is flicking the first domino without realizing what's going to happen next. I don't think getting rid of the tush push changes everything, because the Eagles still have an unstoppable quarterback sneak, and the push is just a very small aspect of it. Olympics. I think there's all sorts of issues that we could spend an hour talking about as it relates to taking NFL players and dropping them into a dramatically different version of the game than tackle football. But as it relates to the reseeding, this is something that the league instigated with the Lions, and it's an interesting dynamic. Instead of the league going through the normal channels and having it come from the competition committee, they sidled up to the Lions and said, hey, why don't you propose this? We'll support it. The league wants this. I'm told the commissioner wants it. And the commissioner wants it not to ensure equity in the postseason. The commissioner wants it because he believes it's going to make late season, regular season games more interesting. And I'm not sure that A leads to B in that regard. And the thing I'm writing now, and this is a very important unintended consequence of minimizing the importance of winning the division and maximizing the importance of your schedule and your record relative to the rest of the conference. The current formula for coming up with a schedule that is premised largely on variety, they need to take a step back and say, hang on now, if we're going to compare apples to apples based upon records of teams in a conference, we need to have more of an apples to apples schedule that has more games against teams in the conference. Right now, there are five games every year played against teams from the other conference. I submit that if they're going to do this, it should be like it used to be in college before the conferences got too big. You play every other team in the conference. If conference record, if total record is going to determine where you are in the conference seating, why aren't you playing every team in the conference? And then that would be only two interconference games, which reduces the variety of the schedule. But I think what the owners should do today in Minneapolis is say, hang on, Lions, we know it's the league. Lions, take this back and come to us next year with a proposal that also includes how the scheduling formula will change to ensure there's greater competitive equity if we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a conference based on total record. Those records need to better reflect competition in the conference.
That's probably a wise thing to want, and I think it's a smart thing to address. I don't think it's going to stop it from happening.
No, commissioner doesn't care.
Right.
Commissioner wants better games at the end of the season because it's more valuable to networks. It's more valuable to the league. It's money, money, money. So many of these proposals are driven ultimately by greed and by Goodell's obsession to get to $25 billion in annual revenue by 2027. He's getting close to the finish line. He's almost there. And what do we do when we get close to the finish line of a race? Do we slow down or do we kick it in?
Kick it in.
This is all part of his effort to kick it in,
kick it in
and make the games better. We got to get rid of this play that doesn't look good on TV. Okay, well, check. We got to make the late season games more compelling. Check. We got to get NFL players into the Olympics so we can expand our international appeal. Check. It's all driven by greed.
One subtle but significant rules change potentially, though, I think falls under the category of in-game change would be the defensive holding and illegal use of hands leading to an automatic first down. It's amazing how often that does come up and it keeps drives alive. I wonder, where do you think that one goes?
Well, that one died back in March. So
aren't they debating
next year?
They're not debating that this week?
No, that one's gone. That one's gone. They voted on that and it died in March. And see, that's why they didn't vote on this issue to reseed, because the commissioner knew he was going to lose if they voted then. So whenever one of these things gets tabled, it's because it's going to lose if you vote now.
Yeah, they come back. The tush push would have lost.
Tush push would have lost.
That's why they
wouldn't have got to 24.
How about the onside kick?
The onside kick, they're going to try their damnedest to not pivot to the fourth and long play, which is what they need desperately if you want to give the team that's trailing by multiple scores a fair chance to come back. And I don't know why they keep resisting that. They call it a gimmick. That's a cop-out. It's not a gimmick. An onside kick is a gimmick. And at this point, the onside kick is meaningless. They're trying to come up with a way to make the onside kick more meaningful. It's just not going to happen. When they reconfigured the kickoff, they killed the onside kick. And they're basically performing CPR on a corpse at this point.
Wow.
I couldn't think of anything better. It pretty much sums it up.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Very funny. Do you like the idea, though, Mike? I mean, ultimately, the playoff thing makes, to me, it's very interesting. It's going to make teams work harder.
Well, I really don't know, because the whole idea is the commissioner doesn't want to get to the point, week 18, where, you know, like the Rams last year, they didn't try to win their week 18 game against the Seahawks because they were content. They fell from 3-4. But they were guaranteed a home playoff game. Yes, it got relocated to Arizona because of the wildfires. But 3-4 didn't change anything for the Rams. And they were able to basically lose their Week 18 game. And they were content and confident they'd beat the Lions or the Vikings if it came down to it. And they were right. I don't know that this is going to really change anything, because you're going to have teams – if you strip the division title out of it, you're still going to have teams that get to the end of the year and they're going to look at where we are entering week 18. Is there a way we're going to fall? Do we care if we fall? I think that, and this gets back to, you flick that first domino, what's really going to happen? I feel like there's a lot of ready, fire, aim that's going on at the league office now. And they're going to find out the hard way that they're going to make these changes. And at the end of the day, it's probably not going to change anything.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I got a minute left, Mike, but were you surprised Fred Warner got $56 million guaranteed for a 28-year-old linebacker?
Huh. Well, yes and no. Look, you know my position on all these contracts. I ignore the superficial reporting that the agents feed to the insiders who rush to Twitter to be the one to win the race. The truth always comes out later as to what the structure is, what the guarantee is, how long it ties Fred Warner to the 49ers. But they need him to still be part of the team. Him and George Kittle. They're the same guy on different sides of the ball. They're the heart and soul of the team. They need to have that if they're going to be remotely competitive. And they got burned by the Dre Greenlaw situation. They underestimated the extent to which another team was going to be pursuing him. They made a last-ditch effort to try to keep him. It was too little, it was too late, and they lost him to the Broncos. They're not going to let Fred Warner get close enough to smell free agency.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.